Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can it can wait?
All right, I'm sorry. Hello and welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me.
Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, guys. It's Wednesday the 18th. Now, not only is it did we miss a week, we've missed the day, because normally it's out on a Tuesday. But not to worry, because Aaron McCann has Dirt Civil out on a Tuesday.
And I don't have a podcast.
Mickey doesn't have a podcast. And he should, because it would immediately gather traction from this podcast.
But I don't believe in them, Colin.
No, you don't believe in work, and you're scared of success.
That is true.
And I've read one Gary Vee book. I haven't read any books, but you know what I mean. Would you not do a podcast?
I know we talk about this all the time. I would do one if it's somebody else to do it with. It'd be all right.
No, I think you would do it. I would think you would do it if someone else did it for you.
That's what I mean. I'll turn up that podcast and talk.
Well, that's what you do. You get some fucking... Do what McCann has done. Get a mate who cares about it more than you do, and he'll do all the fucking work and do all the merch and everything.
I wonder where can I find a mate who cares about podcasts more than I do? Does all the work. Good idea, Colin.
Does he have time for another one?
Wish I'd thought of that ages ago.
He's already got the biggest one. I don't think so.
I'm talking about just glomming onto this one.
The one I put on Patreon is called the Sidecast. You can just do another one. The Mickey Sidecast.
Just chilling. Just me going, what are you up to? Anybody at a Chinese recently? Where does a good Kung Po?
4 a.m. You up? On the Patreon. Anyway, what was I going to say? I usually plug stuff at the start of this, but unfortunately there's just not much to plug, to be honest. Oh, no, wait a second. Everything's sold out. Go ahead.
I'm going on tour. First date is Armagh, 25th of January, and then the rest are after that. Mm-hmm. So have a wee look. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I'm going.
I'm going to have to rethink my... I was having a meeting with the people at Shine, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm going to rethink what I'm doing with my comedy, because I can't just be, you know, every cunt who's ever held a mic be like... You know what I mean? Like, that's the dumb thing now. You're like, oh, you've done 2 open spots? Tour launches on Friday.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock. They're flying out. Flying out of your fucking arse.
Aye, out of your dude.
You fucking lame bastard. So I'm like, yeah, next year I might just do like a bunch of fucking mad venues. You know what I mean?
Aye.
Make a documentary or something. Might do a comedy festival, and I'm not even joking.
Like, just you and your own as a comedy? Or do like...
Yeah, the Congas Comedy Festival, and there's 6 tents. But you just, it's staggered times, and you just come in and I run between them. Like,
what about you?
That's great.
It's good, my blitz.
Cue for the...
Every character, that'd be great. you could have one experimental one called Where's Thomas?
Where's Thomas? I know. Yeah, that's like Burning Man when they have those hippie tents. It's called Where's Thomas. You go in and you just fucking hit people with salmons, full side of salmon.
There's all these Dan Watsons and like stripy jumpers.
Which one's Thomas? Still get asked that to this day. Most people have completely moved on. So like, to the point where if I'm like, oh, I might do a Blender video, no one watches it.
Yeah.
You know, most people are more into the podcast stuff. You know, but then you do get the odd asshole who's seen one video 10 years ago. He's like, where's Tom? What do you call your wee mate?
You Barry's mate?
What do you call your wee mate? It's fucking looking like a retarded person.
Mickey.
And you're like, listen, bro, we both have our cocks out in the toilets in Rushmere here. Let's not have this conversation. Right. We're trying to fuck.
Worst glory hole ever. Stop asking me questions. Put your dick through it.
Stop looking through it.
That's breaking the rules. You're spoiling it. You're not meant to look.
It's my special advent calendar.
And you a priest too.
You think you'd have a bit of fucking dick.
You think you'd be used to sitting and not looking through a hole while I talk and fuck people along.
Have a bit of decency.
Anyway, Bless me, Father. Nom, nom, nom. That's it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So anyway, the gigs are fucking... I don't know. I don't know what I have left, but Lauren sold... Fucking Armagh sold, and people are getting in touch. People always.
When are you doing Armagh? Have you done Armagh?
Saturday.
Saturday coming, Saturday.
Saturday, yes, Saturday. Saturday.
I might call down and watch it.
No, you want to open for me and fly your show? I'm fucking. Jay keeps asking me who support me, and I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm literally like fucking. I feel like I'm just like, do I need a support, or can I just go on stage and have a chat?
You probably don't need one.
But probably not. I mean, what I should do is practice the two halves thing.
Aye. Do 2:45s coming?
I don't even necessarily think you need 2:45s. I think you do like a 40 and then a 30. I think would pass the time quick enough. Because it's still broken. You know what I mean?
It's hard to do. I did that once. And it's actually really tricky just to figure out the timing of it. Because you want to end the first half. Like your brain's going to end it on a closer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to come back and be like, fuck, I hope the second half's as funny as the first half.
Yeah.
I think there's a way to do it where you just get to the end of a joke and then go, right, going to have a wee fucking...
Well, I've noticed in this set... It's like very like short and sharp, like and then the bits spread out a wee bit towards the end.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? It's like they start like short and then just kind of get longer. So this first half would be like laugh, 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 and then the second half's a bit like, now that we're settled in,
yeah,
let me talk in depth now about shit.
We've had another bind.
Let me really talk about coming, all the issues, coming, shitting, is squirting real. Up next.
Have you ever done a shit so hard it made you cum? No, genuine question. Because I think I'm sick.
It'd be some crack, like if every time you shot, you're just like, "Marp." Anyway, we'll play the intro and we'll get real serious, and then we'll come back to the cum. Know what I mean? Back to the cum. That's your podcast.
Back to the cum. I want you to get to selling your soul. Like this man will make your
quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather foal. Colin Jettis. It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Fuck you. I felt like I had to play that because I feel like we'd just be waiting for it the whole fucking time. So, I haven't done a podcast in a couple of weeks. I did a podcast the other week. People are like, oh bro, you look rough. Blah-dy blah. Then... The truth was being let out of the box.
Oh, the cat was out of the bottle.
The letter's been out of the...
The air was let out of the balloon.
Aye, so this is the madness, and we can talk about it now, because it is absolutely, completely mental. So...
I've transitioned.
Mickey has transitioned, you know, the top half give it away for a good
top half did it by himself.
Now he's sans cock.
Aye, no...
Le
cock.
He's still a vec with Alex.
Vec the balls.
Just
keep my asshole warm.
So anyway, this is insane. I feel like I have to reverse engineer this story. Maureen has been in hospital receiving chemo. Welcome to 2019 with a fresh baby. What the fuck is going on? So... That's normal, isn't it? Oh, fuck my life. So...
I'll be over here. Just let you... Just don't get ready.
Right. No, I'll skim through it. So... I'll get Maureen on, we'll talk in depth about it. But literally, this is... I don't know what the time... I felt like writing out the timeline on the calendar. It was literally like, baby born, got home for a while. Maureen was like, oh my God, my arm feels a bit like swollen. Go in. This is 9 days after the baby was born, right? Like, 9 days after the baby's born, she goes into A&E because the doctor was like, yeah, go to A&E. They give her a scan. They give her a scan. They're like, okay, you've got a blood clot, which apparently is a blood clot, which is quite common.
Not as bad as a Bamba clot, though.
No, a Bamba clot. No, which is like quite common after childbirth, but they were concerned that it was in their upper body. They were like, this is fucking weird. So then they did another scan. Then we waited in the hospital for fucking... in A&E for about 7 hours. They got us a room. Maureen's running out to the car to breastfeed. I'm trying to change a nappy in the back of a fucking estate car, which I thought there'd be room, but there's certainly not.
Change the child as well,
Is anyone looking?
Eddie, keep dick, lad.
Keep dick. So anyway, fucking, Yeah, they kept her in. And then this doctor came in, who we later found out was like a trainee doctor and had no bedside manner whatsoever, and was like, oh yeah, during that scan, we found a mass in your chest. So we just sat there like, any further explanation on that?
Don't even go to mass.
And she's like, we can't confirm or deny anything. Basically, like they were being questioned. Right. And they were like, oh, we can't really say anything at this point, but we have to let you know why we're keeping you in is because we found this thing. Which is kind of like, you might be dying, but we'll check on Monday.
Aye.
You know what I mean?
Fuck me.
We'll see you on Monday, sure. So anyway, we stay in, all these tests, all these scans and all, which were like really scary, because you're basically going like, please don't fucking let this shit be anywhere else.
No.
Like, you know, they're like, oh, we find this. And then we checked and, oh, both your legs are cancer. so she got all the scans. It was all good. They were actually looking to see if she basically has lymphoma, and they were trying to check if it was an any of the other lymph nodes,
yeah,
so that they could get at it easier, but it wasn't, so they just had to go through her fucking chest wall with a goddamn fucking straw.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? Just take a biopsy. That took forever. It was fucking traumatizing just being in hospital. We were trying to stay in hospital in like the gynae ward with the baby and me trying to sleep on a fucking milking stool. It was...
It must have been a nightmare for you.
Listen. Listen. Can you get chemo in your lumbar spine?
You wouldn't chemo me up a fucking bed, would you? Chemo savvy.
I see her lunch comes in, you wouldn't chemo me up a fucking sandwich. Fucking starving, isn't
you? I'm trying to breastfeed a child here.
I'm doing skin to skin. You don't have to do it 3 weeks after. What?
Well, he can't roll yet, can he?
If a job's worth doing, it's worth doing right. I've been naked for the next 6 years.
I still sleep beside my dad.
Anyway, so... We're in hospital, yeah, get sent home. Then they're like, basically the tests come back and they're like, yeah, it is whatever type of lymphoma. They're like, it's non-Hodgkin's, whoever Davy Hodgkin's is.
No.
But they're like, it's the type where it flares up very quickly, but it's also very like responsive to treatment, so it'll go down very quickly as well. So anyway, they were like, obviously you tell people this story, we're in it, like, so we're like, oh, you know, this is fucking chaos, but this is how it has to go. But you tell other people that story and they're like, what, you had a baby like fucking you know, a few days ago and you have to come in and do this? So everyone was like really sympathetic and everything got pushed through pretty quickly. So she was rushed to get another scan at the Royal on a Saturday morning. The guy was like, I owe someone a fucking kidney for that, so you know. It's like the fucking strings I pulled to get that happening. So basically, she went in on the Sunday. They were like, we've got you a side room here. Get in or else you'll lose this room, basically. Right. So got her in and she did all the tests. And then, like, the Monday, they were just standing there with this bag. Like, this is, like, your chemo if you want to just...
Do it now.
Because they rushed it. Her meeting, where they bring you in, sit you down and be like, I'm afraid you've got lymphoma. That was all rushed through. So she knew you already.
Right.
It was supposed to be the Thursday. So they started her on the Monday. So she was basically done by, like, the weekend. So before she was even supposed to have, you know, this sit-down chat about it, they were like, well, that's your first round of chemo done, and then you'll go in after Christmas, and then there'll be one before the end of January, and that'll be, like, at half done.
No.
So it's all just been fucking chaos, but I knew about it last week, but I couldn't really talk about it in the podcast, but that's what I was saying to you. I was just talking about any old shit. You know what I mean? Sound like Seinfeld. What's the deal with it?
Fucking... Well, how come our plain food all tastes the same?
And people are just writing on it, you look rough. Fuck off. I look rough anyway.
That is very true.
Like. I might look better because I'm not eating as much carbs or anything at all.
Just crying and shitting, usually.
But anyway, yeah, so that was fucking chaos. Just bringing, it's weird to be like bringing your baby into hospital for like
somebody else.
It's like you're going into prison. You're like, there you go, Maureen, you're going to look at your baby for like 2 hours and then I'll take him away again.
Fuck me, man.
So that was so rough. Like,
oh.
And at least that time was like, there were so many tests and everything. And a few like complications, so that is lay off the chemo for like a day, so she missed the day and whatever. Next time she goes in, it'll just be like, you go in Sunday night, you're out Friday morning.
Aye.
Like, it's, they'll just be like, also we hear this, the fucking drugs. I was like, they were talking about the drugs and I was like, how is that in that bag of water? You know what I mean? Aye. The way they were talking about it goes, this is kind of like a vaccine type vibe, where it's like basically the type of lymphoma Maureen has is like, they're like, this is like a fucking 90% cure rate.
Aye.
They're like, we treat this, people who have this, we treat them and it goes away and it doesn't come back. Aye. Basically, like the vast majority of the time, especially if you're young.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, I was doing the, oh yeah, so this one was like these new drugs that we're doing. It basically means like once the drugs like kill the fucking lymphoma, they recognize those cells again, so it doesn't come back.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the chicken pox. It's like if you're gonna get it, you get it once, and then you fucking probably don't get it ever again.
But I still have psoriasis.
Yeah. And there you go.
I mean, who's got the real problems, Colin?
Well, in the long term, you.
I'm itchy back here. I'm bringing itchy back.
At least if you get something, we'll be like, well, it's about time.
I thought you already had that. No?
Only just now?
I've actually got two types of diabetes.
Oh, fuck.
Or if you've got type 2 gonorrhea, Mick. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, both. What's
that mean? Both balls? your dick on your hole? Oh, well.
It's like that Jim Gaffigan bit, like, we're going to have to take her appendix out. And he goes, both of them? So there you go. That's what's been happening the last few weeks. Maureen's home at the minute. She basically has to take a load of pills every day and give herself blood thinners and an injection in the belly. But she looks fucking great. She looks fine. Yeah. Doesn't she?
She does
look, that's the most confusing bit. You're like, we walked in somewhere, went for lunch yesterday and walked in with the baby. And she goes, how old is he? They were like 5 weeks. And the woman goes to Maureen like, oh my God, you look phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's the crazy bit. Like, she's going in for like chemo and she looks fine and acts fine.
Aye.
I mean, she gets a bit weird when you're like, do you want to go for a sandwich?
Aye, it's fancy pains.
And she's like, I don't want to be around people. And I'm like, well, neither do I, but I'm like, sandwiches.
Oh man, do you know what? Like, it is one of them that you sit, because I was fucking, it sounds weird to say this, I was like stuck in Australia, just like fucking, I want to go home, because there's only so many times you can go, do you need anything before it's like.
I know, and like, the doctor said this, right? There's one doctor in the hematology thing, he's a fucking legend, like, you know, and you're like, if this was a, bro, this is giving me trouble, if it was like a hospital drama, you'd be like, they don't deserve him anymore.
That's George Clooney.
Yeah, the guy's fucking, like, just, it was, you know, like, everyone's fucking running around trying to get blood or get lines in Maureen's arm and everything, and all these nurses are stabbing the fuck out of her and couldn't get the thing in. She goes, oh my God, I think I've burst that wee blood vessel. And, you know, oh, put that in the joint. We're going to have to take it out and put it, like, give her 8 fucking things
hell.
In her arm, and this guy just kind of, like, shuts the door behind him, like, fucking useless. Fucking
whim.
Fucking pack of cunts. And literally, like, you know, a couple of taps and blood straight down the line. There you go. Fucking can't get the fucking staff in here. Useless bastard.
Fucking hell, man.
So, yeah, he goes, it's apparently said the morning. And I was like, this is like the weirdest way to deal with something, right? But apparently, Maureen was like, oh, why is this? And he goes, he actually said, like, I hate this phrase. He goes, but it just is what it is. He's like, unfortunately, there's no reason for this. Whatever, he goes, it just is what it is, and it needs treated, and it is treatable, and we're just going to deal with it, type thing. And you're like, I never knew that a fucking Love Island quote would be like getting me through this. He's like, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know I'm going to have a tattoo of that.
Sure. Oh yeah, definitely.
It is what it is, right across my tits. It is what it is, so it is.
Isn't it?
That's what I'm going to call this podcast. It is what it is, isn't it? So it is, isn't it? Isn't it?
Fucking hell.
So yeah, that's what's been going on here. But yeah, Maureen's home. Doing well. It's fucking crazy. Like, because of where it was, there was like, in her chest, that obviously your lymph nodes like drain everything away. Right. Like fluid and inflammation and everything. So she, like, obviously, that, you know, there was like something pushing on something else up here. That's why she got a clot. Then she got mastitis when she was breastfeeding, so I had to stop breastfeeding pretty quickly, just because all the drainage was like fucked. There was nothing running away. All the milk was staying there and everything. You know what I mean? One tit, that's it. as soon as she went on the steroids, that started to like ease off, and it's back to normal now. But I think that was pissing her off more than anything. But I forgot where I was fucking going with that story. What was it talking about? What day is it?
I can't remember himself now.
I don't know. Anyway, she's doing all right. Baby's at home. Putting on weight by the fucking second.
Oh, he's a fucking heartburger when he's class. Will somebody get me pregnant, please? I'm dying.
It's so funny how, like, you know, like, people are like, oh, did you struggle to get him onto the bottles? And I'm like, take her fucking arm off.
He made his own. I was in the kitchen.
He's literally like, you know, one of those videos of like a snapping turtle where the people will put like, you know, a fucking iron bar in its mouth. That's what he's like. Just anything that dangles past his face. He's like, and he'll gurn, like, he'll be like, and then immediately, like, fucking took you so long.
He's his daddy's boy, you know.
Oh.
And his mummy's boy, too. He's obviously both made him. That's how, because the man inserts his penis into the woman's, what do you call it, blurt.
Back and forth a number of times.
Ah, 3 or 4, I think, 17, tops.
17.
All you need, to be honest with you. You show it off, you do.
Inefficient.
I think you're a porn star. Fucking launch a load, go on the fuck.
Get the job done.
That's it. Like a Polish builder, in and out, fucking no mess.
No mess.
Leave the garden lovely.
So yeah, that's about the height of it, and I'll tell you what, I've said it before, I'll say it again. The people of Craigavon, what are you doing?
No, Colin.
Mac.
It's McKinn you're talking about?
Hi, Stuart McKinn.
In a roundabout way. Because loads of roundabouts in Craigavon, you see.
You're just like, you know, they might as well have a ward called Fegs, did it?
Aye.
There's just people where you're like, okay, you're 40 and you're on a Zimmer, you know, and there's pus leaking out the bottom of your trousers.
Stop it.
And you're smoking and you're yellow.
Aye.
You know what I mean? You're like, what happened, bro? Would it kill you to eat a fucking salad?
There's so many, but Craigavon now, that's going to be fucking like, because the amount of hospitals have been closed down around here, that's going to be a load of tourism counselor too, wouldn't it?
Well, it's going to be, it's everyone.
Yeah. Aye.
So just because there used to be one and
yeah. Fucking sling shit down at us and you're up here.
I bet you can tell
you haven't,
because they all sound like they're doing like you doing an impression of your aunties.
I never do that, just because I'm a man. There'd be
a woman like in fucking compression socks out there going, Tommy, is
can you still buy
fags in there? Guy said that to me, oh buddy, can you buy smokes in there? And I went, walk in there
and I
fucking look before you end up dying today.
Doctor, can I go for a fake?
I mate, go. Oh, I've run a knife for you, sir. I did a gig in Down Patrick the other day and killed a cunt.
Oh, really?
Don't know, some wee cunt followed me up the street with a phone. And I was like, hey, bro, the photo session is over that we just had. And he just walked along like, fucking, and I was like, I had that fucking like adrenaline blackout rush where I was like, hey, it's like, hey. Well, let's stop this now because I'm going to go to the car. But just then, I nearly absolutely lost my shit. It was silent. It was very silent.
You didn't know.
And your death would have been silent.
Yeah.
Because no one's watching and I would have brained you against this lamppost. Well, you don't know that.
Oh.
But I'm going to go to the car now. No one literally was like, it was just this fucking wave of like, Jesus.
I nearly killed
him. I was like, hey. And you're very nearly picked up by the fucking jeans and just battered you off the floor.
Was he young?
Yeah, he was about 18, but I was like, bro, you fucking nearly were going to be spoon-fed for the rest of your life there. And it was just like, but that's the thing. You know when you're literally like, I would love to just fucking elbow this cunt's head into a paste right now. But you're like, I can't. Because then people will be like, what did you beat up that wee boy
for?
And you're like, well, because he was being very invasive.
Yeah. That's fucking...
It's just, you know when you're just like, what's the equivalent of like, I just dead leg you? Or so, you know what I mean? We're just like, maybe that's the one. Maybe just fucking low kick someone, blow their knee out, and just leave them in the street. And be like, you don't have brain damage, but you won't walk for 8 months.
Yeah, if you give it one of them, like, hey, do you see that? Then when you're brought to court, well, I did warn him.
Or just to point at his t-shirt and he looks at it and he just goes,
you fucking...
Anderson Silva back when he fought that guy, like, reverse elbow up the way. But fucking hell, yeah, I was just like, bro, this is, like, all good... I've never really understood that. You know when you see all those fucking, you know, single moms on fucking Facebook being like, you don't know what people's struggle is.
Be kind
enough. And you're like, at the minute, I was sort of like, that kind of is true. You have to be nice to everyone, because, like, you're just like, this cunt has no idea.
What kind of day you've had?
What I'm going home to right now. And he's just like, let's get crack and all. And you're like, that's enough filming. Nah, it's all right. I'm still doing it, but no, you really should stop doing it. But it's fine.
Did he say I'm still doing it, but was he talking about it?
He just kept doing it. Like, he just kept filming and I'm walking along. And he's like, you know, like, say something and all. I'm like, no.
Then Patrick's a bit of a fucking...
I mean, the gig was class, but yeah. I mean, you know, absolutely stop fucking each other. You know what I mean?
And that's why I don't do a podcast.
Speaking of inbred, I'll be in Larne on Friday.
where are you doing Larne? Turnhill? Ardenfleet?
Ardenfleet.
Oh, lovely. I'm doing nothing so.
It's yeah, I wouldn't do a fucking time. I wouldn't, if I can keep it to like a venue that's not a theatre type thing, I'll do that, because there's just something like, did Lisburn, it was a good, Lisburn was a good gig, but it was just like, this is just, you know when you're just like, there's nothing, there's no atmosphere in here.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's some venues that are a bit fucking like, yeah, Lisburn can be a wee bit weird, because I've done it a couple of, when I've done tours before, I've done it, and it's the one where you go, why did that last bit not work? Like everything else. Or I got
in the car and I went, why did that last show, I did not work at all.
Well, that's the thing, I always find Lisburn was like,
no, it was actually alright.
If once you stop doing any sort of like Catholic-y Protestant-y jokes or any fucking weird trouble stuff, they're like, well, that was a bit of a gear change. I'm not happy with that.
Aye. Just, I haven't heard Finian in about 10 minutes.
Aye. Don't like it.
We're talking about personal stuff.
In fact, that might have been the last time I did two halves on my own. I think it might have been.
Well, I loved it because they had a sound guy who, I don't mean to speak ill of the man, he's a chunky fella. And he looked like he was, you know, just, a comedy gig is like a night off for a sound tech, you know what I mean? And I came out of the room and I was like, I wonder if there's a stool for the stage? And I poked my head out of the changing room and he's walking along and he'd been to the vending machine, he had a packet of Hunky Dories and an Oasis or BPM. Because fat dudes need energy to stay awake. You know, did you ever see that? The fat guy getting in a taxi, 8 tins of Boost, and you're like, what are you doing, bro? Fucking marathon? No, mate, at some point, I might have to move my tin out of the way to get a crisp.
It helps my blink, you see.
Sometimes I struggle to keep the eyes open, which is fucking great to hear when I'm driving a taxi.
I'm putting socks on later, so I'm going to be up at 5.
So, he just walks towards me with a fucking BPM, and that's why I like. And a packet of crisps, and I walked up, and I was like, sorry, mate. I was just wondering if there was a stool for the stage. And as he walked towards you, sorry, he farted. he thought he was doing a wee walk by himself down the corridor to be like, hear me out. Lovely. Buffalo hunky dories. And then I pop out of the room and he's like, sorry, farted. I love the honesty though. Just, oh shit, I kicked the camera just before the fucking waft hit me.
Aye. Hello. I was stinking through, was it?
I didn't smell, thankfully, but it's just funny. Maybe like just before you do notice, full disclosure, I farted.
Fair play to him.
I should do a close.
I'd be all, who did that?
I know. Them drains that aren't here.
Jesus Christ, no. Just be a dead skunk down the back of that radiator.
Fuck. I did. I've done a lot of gigs in that spot. I literally drove about 90,000 miles. I did Cold Rain. That was big one. And here's an absolute game changer, which I've never taken advantage of before. I went up there in like workout gear.
Aye.
And had a bag with stuff, Neil Logan style. And it's a reference only Mick will get. Except they didn't have a suit in the back. Went up. Geordie went on and I just fucking, you know, did some press-ups, moved about a wee bit, got a shower.
Oh, they've showers in there.
Showers
out
the back, and it was warm. Dried myself with a t-shirt. Went on stage all fresh.
Aye, that's good.
It felt good, man.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're like, you drive to Cold Rain, it's not that long, but it's an annoying drive. And then you just have to fucking go on and try and be energetic. But gotta be showering, it felt great. And Geordie was like, man, I gotta fucking. quote of the week from Geordie. I got my first Abercrombie on the way up here. And I was like, oh, very cool. He goes, man, it was so good. I'm going to buy one on the way home for tomorrow. And then just kept eating Oreos.
Heart condition. Geordie's got a heart condition.
Geordie's getting heart surgery. And
it's like, Geordie, your heart's
I was like, why?
It looks like he's done, man.
here. Laughing on the other side of my face when he went on, but.
Smash it, did he?
Jesus Christ. Wild funny.
That's my boy.
Fucking.
Big shout out, Aaron Butler had me in fucking stitches the limelight the other night.
Stitches?
Were you there for this bit? No. You'd gone home, hadn't you, after the show?
No, I was late.
Oh, fuck, right. So, I can tell you this on a podcast, right? So, I don't
know. Hold on, was this not his set?
His set was brilliant as well. His set was fucking class out. But I thought I was going to fucking pass out. I laughed that much. So I don't know how it happened. I'm sitting talking to fucking Aaron, chatting about something. The next thing you know, Paddy McDonald walks over with his ball back up. Because he's had a vasectomy, right? And he's showing us his balls are all swollen up. And I goes, there's like one wee hole in the middle of both bollocks, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, fuck, is that the wee hole where they did it? And then Aaron Butler went, it looks like the fucking Death Star. And I swear to fuck, I thought I was going to fucking die. Butler's going, why has Paddy got a dude?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But my God, I fucking laughed.
Why does he keep, why does he just love pulling his dick out? Do you know what I mean? I feel like there's no one with like a big giant cock is pulling their cock out all the time.
Aye.
It's got to be a wee weird cock. Fair play to him. Works, works, obviously.
I'm fucking right.
Conta's 37 kids.
28 in the way.
Yeah, literally ones he doesn't even fucking know about. When you hear this, as a for a thing.
Uh-huh.
I need glasses.
No way, do you?
Yeah.
Nerd!
Nerd! But I was joking around with Shane. I was like, of course, me being me, it's a new opportunity to buy shit I'll never use. Uh-huh. Bought like 4 pairs.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you got them with you?
No, I haven't got them yet. I had to go to...
But for reading or for driving or for...
She said anything. No, really, I'm full blown squinty. Oh, really? I'm fucking... She's like, I actually don't really know how you function.
How did you not know you were blind?
No, because I went like... This was a game changer. I was like, right, I need to go to the fucking opticians and kept putting it off. And I could have went to one locally, but I was like... And then Maureen's sister was like, just book Specsavers online. I was like, brilliant. Then I'll actually go. Booked it online. But they're in like weird places. I don't know why they didn't go to Belfast, but it was like, well, Port of Down's on the way to Belfast, even though I have to be in Belfast later. Should you probably just go to Belfast? Went to Port of Down. And now I'll tell you something, guys. The DOE needs to get in there, because at that fucking roundabout where like it comes, the traffic comes in there and then like this, you know where roundabouts work, mate?
Aye.
The lights here go
green. Colin's just drawing a dick on a piece of paper.
They go green for a second and then... no joke, I started to count it.
Which, but whereabouts is this?
Like just at the bottom of the town, whenever you come in, say we're coming from here down the motorway, and then you go off the Port of Down, and it comes into that roundabout at the bottom. Yeah. And I sat there, and I forget how many had went by before I started counting it, but I was like, okay, the lights have changed 12 times, and I haven't moved.
Fucking hell.
And I'm like, I'm late for the fucking thing. Anyway, fuck Port of Down.
I've been saying it for years.
And I parked right outside it, and I went, I'll take the ticket.
Aye.
But I'm parking there. And I'm blind now, technically.
Did you get a ticket?
No. But, so yeah. No, I just went in and they did the wee tests. They were like, blowing in the eyes and fucking, aye, can you see that? And then they fucking flashed the light in it. And I was like, well, hey, if I didn't need glasses before, now I need a fucking dog. Have you got a dog in here?
I think I need to get my test too, to be honest with you.
But yeah, she went in and she goes, okay, you're fucking short-sighted and blah blah and fucking... what is it called? A stigmatism?
Aye.
In your left eye. She goes, you're basically like a little bit squinty all the time. And I went, that explains a lot.
Aye.
Because I was like, if I'm driving, you know, my eyes will get really tired. Like if someone forgets to turn their beams off and they go past me, I'm like basically blind for about 3-4 seconds.
Aye.
And then I was like, if I'm watching TV, it's a bit weird. Or say I was like looking at you, all this pattern in the background is like crazy.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you will be tired and your fucking head will be sore and everything. You're basically, you know, if you just, like, squint your eyes, she goes, you just have a slight squint the whole time. Your focusing will be an issue. And then I went, it's time to go shopping! And just fucking, 100 pairs of glasses.
Prescription sunglasses, oh yeah.
Oh, then I got the, fuck's sake, she goes, do you wear sunglasses? And I was like, yeah, I'm known for it. It's one of my things. And then she goes, okay, here's all the lenses. You can pay £30 extra to get the polar, or the glare thing. And I was like, yeah, I'll take that. Or polarized. I was like, yeah. And then she said something about mirrored lenses, which are like all the sunglasses I have,
right,
like shininess. And she goes, oh, let me go check. And then she went upstairs for fucking 20 minutes. And she came down and she's like, sorry, I forgot the thing and all. This is the new catalogue and blah, blah. So these ones are £250 each. And I went, nope, I'll just take the one. She was actually gone for so long. And I was like, no, I'm not taking that for £250. And then she was like, well, okay, sorry for taking so long. And I was like, sorry, I sent you halfway around the country. But absolutely, well, I'm not paying £250.
Oh, fuck that, Jesus.
They look like Pitbull. Suck my dick. I've got my own mirrored shades, you cunt. I'll show you the glasses. I got 2 pairs. I got a wee gay pair like that. And do you know who I had in mind when I was buying them?
Bessie McDee?
No. Scott Gibson. Because he's the tortoiseshell ones. But yeah, I got the full porn director ones.
Don't be wearing them.
Fucking suck my dick, I'll wear what I want.
Oh, fuck's sake.
What?
That's... Like, 3 years ago, if we saw somebody wearing those glasses, we'd have been going, oh, pedo in training.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. But believe it or not, the more, like, the shades are pretty cool.
The shade, yes. I love an aviator.
No,
the sunglass now. It's a sunglass, yes.
The shade is the same shape as the glasses.
Yes.
But minus the glasses.
Aye, but it's the see-through lens on them glasses. You're just like, that is...
It looks class, mate. What are you talking about? Here's the thing. It's going to look fucking stupid anyway.
You know what you should do as well? See, just to go with that. Stop shaving your whole head. Comb it over now. What am I doing that? Work comb over.
I bought a trench coat.
Get a pocket protector.
What is that? I've heard people say that before.
That's a Joe bag you just put in your pocket. Just get somebody comes in your pocket.
Do you know what? Sweet. I was like... You know, the inclination would be like...
Just put a wee Joe bag in there. Sometimes near your pocket, I'll get away the fuck.
You can put one pen in it.
One pen. A small Argos pen. Because in your wee Joe bag.
Argos pen? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. But I went in thinking the ones that are going to suit me are going to be like, you know, the thick-rimmed fucking... Looks like a pair of Ray-Bans, but it's glasses.
Aye.
But I look worse than that. They're quite subtle, you know what I mean?
I don't think they're subtle. Don't get them. Don't wear them. Don't ever wear them. Just bro. The first ones you showed me are nice.
Bro, I bet everyone's... Well, good job, we've got two pairs, Mick.
It is a good job.
Look at that. That's pretty sexy.
They're pretty sexy.
Bit of gold up the side, no? We'll mix it up. You know what I mean, mate? When I'm doing funny videos, I'll wear those.
Yeah.
For fucking Dionne Frank.
Much was it?
No, it was £300 for all of them. But that looks good, mate. That looks way better than the other ones.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I just... Listen, far be it from me to tell you what to wear.
Well, that's true. That's right, Michael.
Get involved. Fucking, you want to walk about looking like a fucking pedophile that flies helicopters in the Bahamas? You do.
No, man, I'm going to look like a cool fucking media dude.
Yeah, and then your wee boy's going to go to school and people are going to try and kick the fuck out of him because his dad's a pedo.
They'll be running up on him with fucking Facebook Live. Your dad's a pedo!
your daddy. I can't do the voice. I'm trying to do a Balmain accent. I forgot how to do voices.
Why
do
we have a Balmain accent?
Because pedo hunters always are.
You're trying to fuck a 16-year-old, aren't you? There. Fucking bang a 16-year-old. What are you going to do? You bought a sex room? Make me sick. Fuck's sake. What, and have sex with you?
Yeah, nobody wants to buck me, but it's Christmas time. I've got seasonal affected disorder now. I'm sitting here to fucking run about chasing Santas all day because I was panicking.
Don't go chasing Santa Claus.
Just stick to the Fenians and the...
How was Australia, Michael?
That was grand.
Anyway, we were...
Pretty much it. I was full quite a bit.
I know, I've seen that. Standard behaviour.
Big shout out to fucking Grant and Neve, who...
I was going to say, did you make friends or did you know them already?
I went and met them for one pint, ended up fucking... Oh, you've seen that before. Ended up missing a gig and then... Pretty much went, see if you two don't invite me to your wedding, I'll never talk to you again. So I think I'm going to the wedding.
In America?
No, they're coming home.
In America? In Australia?
But awful, awful funny people. A lot of time for them.
Well, how do you know them again?
So I was doing the fucking, there's a walk you can do from like Coogee Beach to Bondi Beach.
Did you just meet some people?
Yeah, so I was like, Instagramming it, because it was
probably looks Irish.
But I was just Instagramming the fuck out of it, and then one of them was all... We live 5 minutes around the corner. Do you want to go for a pint? And I was like, hi. And I'm her best friend.
Class.
It was really nice. Because usually you meet people out there. Because the amount of times you meet Irish people in Australia and you go, please come home.
Please come home. You serve no purpose here.
Yeah, you haven't stopped. You haven't slowed your accent down at all.
Pint of heart. Pint of heart.
Munch. Yeah, pretty much that.
Monster Munch.
Like, there was a point I did a gig for... It was a mental health charity, and it was 800 fucking Irish, coked up Irish people in formal gear. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, Colin, everybody looked amazing. They all turned out well. It was lovely.
Jesus Christ.
But it's one of the first times I've been at a party and went, drugs? No, thank you. I'm going to go home now.
Yeah, I seen your stories or whatever, and I was like, what are you doing?
There was a lot of pints,
A lot of pints.
A lot of pints.
A lot of drogas?
No. Didn't, no, not at all. Well expensive, I tell you. That's what somebody,
you have to pretend your window shopping.
I was doing a bit
of, can I have some drugs, please? This is how much it costs. And you're like, I'll see if they, I'll just check and see if they really want the drugs.
This is the thing, I was doing this bit about like Australians, like giving me advice on things to do when I'm in city. Like, why don't you go for a fucking swim, mate? Yeah. I'm like, sharks. Alright, why don't you, you can like climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And like, if I want to spend £300 to shit my pants immediately, I'll try and buy coke in this country. You have to be in Australia to get that. Very expensive.
And there was fires as well.
There was fires. That was a bit weird. I was, yeah, that was fucking, like the fire alarm went off in the hotel and I was like, well, this is how I die. But it was somebody who was smoking a fag.
Because I sleep. Do you know what? That would have been my logic. I'd have been like, the whole place is on fire anyway.
I smoke well, that's the thing. But you want, it was scary. Like, because you would go outside and just be like, like you would come back in and your clothes stank of smoke. Like it was, it was like you'd gone out and smoked about 20 fags.
It's weird because I experienced that at in LA because there's fires like on up the coast, but it was smoky as fuck way down.
Like, smoggy down there anyway, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you could smell it. It was like wood fire and it was like your throat was sore.
Aye. Well, that was, we were in a place called Coffs Harbour and it's down by the coast. And the second day, the wind just completely died down and I went to the shop the next morning and it was like, you couldn't really see. And yeah, like it was a 10-minute walk each way, and I was like, fucking, like, let a fag since it's set time.
Get the taste out of here, man.
Try and counteract this here.
That was I was at the nerve centre the other day, and the guy that does sign there is like, I've got a fucking haze machine up there if you want to do, if you want a bit of fucking haze. And I was like, okay. And he put the smoke machine on, and like halfway through my set, I was like, what are you supposed to turn that off? I couldn't see the crowd, they probably couldn't see me, and I'm like, they're fucking, and then people just started vaping because they're like, yeah, sure. You can see it anyway.
What do you want to do? Like, I'm.
But yeah, it does affect you, that little fucking thing. Because we, like, that's the weird thing about, like, LA. You know, you're like, you're watching the news and people are like, yeah, such and such, and fucking 8 dead people and blah, blah, blah. And then you're just down the beach, fucking.
Because it was, like, in Sydney, it wasn't too bad when you got down to the beach. But see, even the day that, like, I did that walk and met them. We had a couple of pints, but it wasn't enough to be fucking steaming.
Yeah.
And I went home because I missed the gig that night because I went for a nap and slept for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was smoke. There was no fucking way that was just pints and a walk. Like,
jet lag maybe still, man.
Well, no, because I beat the jet lag because I just stayed up the whole first day. Like, did it properly. Yeah. Didn't even sit on a bed. Like, wasn't even getting comfortable for the first day. Just fucking stood in the corner. Like, I can beat this. And it was grand after that.
Fuck. Because you get smoked that just fucking CO2 poison, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, it was fucking weird. Like,
Jesus.
Because I woke. Yeah, I slept for 6.5 hours.
Bloody hell.
With my alarm going off the whole fucking time. Like,
fuck. You might have died.
I might have been steaming too.
I mean, it wasn't enough place to die, but it was definitely 14.
It wasn't enough to put me to bed. Unless I'm getting out, which is not true. I'm a Highlander. Only one way to kill me, cut my dick clean off.
Dick clean off.
Clean off. Clean now.
That's my poor name. Dick clean off.
Dick clean off. I wanted to make a fucking, like, detective show, like a film noir detective show, with a guy called Buster Nut. Detective Buster Nut. I will, thank you.
Is there any semen on this crime scene?
There will be.
There will be.
You, Boston Nut, don't mind if I do.
Spooky sax in the back. Hold on to my cum in this crime scene. It's the only way I can detect who it was.
You're quite a beautiful dame. Met me, Boston Nut.
Where are you?
Behind you. Always
you.
Behind you.
Always from behind.
I'm inside you. Like a psychologist.
I'm Morgan Freeman. Apparently. Buster Nut.
Well, Morgan Freeman, he's noir, isn't he? Sean Wank Redemption, that'd be good. Anyway, you want to show me a wee video there, can we?
Have you not seen this?
No.
It's the best video of the year.
STV just broadcasting and all good viewers, but now it's time for a Christmas song, Dashing Through the Snow. And I will force off and slay all the hills we go, laughing all the way, ha ha ha. Stockings to be up, Santa coming down to give you presents every single year. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. On the car with a sleigh riding the waffles off and sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, make fun the dance to ride and the waffles off and sleigh.
That's fucking brilliant. Is that the same way that he's like, "Mommy, I've shit my pants."
I don't know. I just love the confidence of like, aye, dashing through the snow. Old MacDonald has a phone. Sofa, something.
Ha, ha, ha. Hey, after fuck, you know this one.
That's literally like, you know, like a Billy Connolly bit. You're like a drunk guy just making.
Dashing through the snow on the one first wolf and flay.
Hey, it's so like, you know, if a foreigner like sings a song,
yeah.
Oh my god, I nearly.
That's like me trying to start trying to sing the Irish national anthem. Fucking.
Broadcast.
But the way he goes, time for a Christmas.
And all good beers, but now it's time for a Christmas song. Dashing.
No gap. He looks like Paddy McDonald as well.
The snow,
and the waffles off and sleigh.
All the hills we go, laughing all the way. Ha ha ha.
Is that even in the song? Laughing all the way.
To be up, Santa coming down to give.
He's just saying things about Christmas. Eat a bit of turkey. Have some fucking schlur. Maybe nap and have celebrations. Fucking just making it up.
Fucking adorable.
Santa down the chimney.
If you can't see this video, this fellow's 38.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
Presents every single year. Hey,
he's definitely going to say that.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. On the car with a stir right in the wall. Falls off and sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, make fun the dance to ride and the waffles off and sleigh.
That last one. Oh my god.
That was fucking brilliant.
That's the best thing that's ever happened.
That's a happy Christmas night, guys.
Tired now.
Christ the night.
That was very funny.
That was very good.
One for selfishly.
Oh, yeah. Is that Noah Toffee?
Is that Noah Toffee? Scottish people.
Love it, man.
The best, like.
Fucking love it.
Fucking nuts. Yeah, that's my favourite. If I've had to think back across my life, the hardest I've ever laughed. There was one time I laughed at a baby being sick on a YouTube video when I was very, very tired. And I laughed so... Because the baby's walking along, like, so confused. Like, what? You know, as if it had something to do. Like, it was like a toddler. I was like, all right, going over here. And it just fucking chugged it out. It was so funny. And then the other time was when I watched that Scottish video and the guy's like, eating a fucking... It's like a pebble. It's like a decorative pebble. And he's like, is that no toffee? Is that no toffee? He's like, it's better to eat. It's just Scottish
people. I think the video of the baby just standing naked does a shit. Have you seen that one? Like, this massive shit flies out. Have you never seen it?
I keep kicking this camera. Apologies, people.
It's gonna be one of those. It's gonna be so hard to fucking find.
I have to go in the lavery. I keep forgetting. Shout out to Claire. Sent me. You know the fucking. It looks like a Christmas jumper, but it says disgusting.
Oh, really?
But I keep forgetting I fucking lift it. The last time I was, my head was up my arse, guys. You know what I mean? I explained at the start of the podcast, things have been turbulent.
Oh, it's been turbulent with you.
So
I was going to say, I think Connor Keyes would have sent me that video, but to be completely honest with you, all I have from Connor Keyes is
a load of fucking snuff videos.
Absolute smut.
What is it, like Scott? What am I typing in? What
it's like, I don't even know how to... No, it's not even a Scottish baby. It's just a baby. Well, there's the Scottish baby. There's the wee Scottish boy who's like, "Mama, I've shit my pants." Have you seen that one?
Shit my pants. Scotland's brilliant. Like, I remember we lived in...
Yeah, that's it.
Hello.
Also, so Scottish to be like, is he 41 or what?
Aye.
Is he 41, Brett?
Let me see it. It says, it's almost Christmas and I have noticed that you have been very good this year. Your name is on my present list here in the North Pole. My elves are working hard so we can get your gifts ready.
Oh, wait, I've shit my pants.
He was almost about to wait for it to finish. Like,
let me stop you. I've shit my pants.
Did you see him sort of go?
Yeah, like,
I definitely have.
The dip test. Yep. I have, in fact, shit my pants. Oh, man. They're so funny. Like, whenever we moved back to Scotland for, like, the second time, and we moved out away pretty quickly, but I think we lived in, is it Battlefield? Is that what the place is called? And there was just this woman getting out of a car with a wee French bulldog, and it was going buck mad. She goes, oh, Hugo, you wee bastard. You're just like, Scotland. And that was probably, like, a posh lady.
Aye.
Oh, you wee bastard. First of all, the dog's called Hugo, near Laugh My Bollocks. So,
fucking hell.
With 10 minutes to burn here, if you have any other funny videos? Like,
I'm trying to think of just fucking...
A 1-4-4 fun flea! Hey!
No.
I shit my pants.
Your name is on my present list here in the...
It's the way he's just like... Get through it, woman.
Oh, my elves are working hard so we can get your gifts ready.
Mummy, I've shit my pants.
Mummy, I'm 38.
Oh, here it is!
So it's, is it, who sent you this, Keezy?
Yeah.
Is it like a fucking snuff video? It
starts off like...
No, it's one of them videos you're going to listen to. You're going to have to watch it like fucking 8 times. Who's that, man? Look at the size of that shit. No, I wish I was as regular as that.
It's just...
Well, you don't know how you might shit like that, you just never see your ass.
I'm bent over, just up straight.
I think... Do you know
the
what?
The same length as the wheel.
I know, it's like, I've never shit that big in my life. It's fucking like...
In one push, just fucking doof.
It's like, you need to fucking not give babies nappies just to be like, you deal with that.
Aye.
See what it's like to absolutely shove out a fucking wet ferret into your pants every time.
Fucking hell. Has Eddie been doing like fucking mad shits or...
Because we had to stop breastfeeding pretty quickly. He started on the bottles, and there's a bit of a handover where it's like he's just doing wee fucking like regular shits, and then he just didn't shit for like a day and a half, and you're like, oh my God, is this good or not? And you're just waiting, and he's getting really uncomfortable and crying and everything, and you're like, I wonder, is he okay? And then literally just like, like just all out in one fucking go, and he's just like all his limbs bunched up, like, and it was that first one was a disaster, but. For the minute, like, it's actually all right.
Yeah.
You know, like, most of them are, like, the nappy does most of the work. So, like, he just shit his brains out and you go to take it off and it's all just continued. And you're like, well, that was all right.
It's one of the, I didn't realise that babies, because my wee nephew's on, like, on bottles as well. And I didn't realise that the babies don't actually shit that much until you put them on, like, solid food.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, fucking pandemonium.
Yeah.
And my sister was telling me at one
like
point.
Like, that baby there that you just showed
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly.
That cunt's eating kebabs.
Yeah.
That he had a fucking 12 pints in a Sunday
two
roast.
Two sauces, mate. Fucking chili and garlic.
Yeah.
But I know my sister was talking about, there was a point where, like, she was trying to change my nephew's nappy and he was fucking, like, flashing, like, flailing about or whatever.
Yeah.
And he somehow got his hand in the shit and flicked it and got it right into her nose. She was just walking about the house with a piece of shit up her nose.
That's the worry. I literally, someone sent me a thing and it was like a changing mat that, like, folded up. So it was kind of like semicircular at the bottom and then a long bit for the top of its body.
Aye.
And the bottom bit folded over and stuck. So the basic, it was like a fucking lampshade for a dog, but aye, for the bottom half of its body to stop the baby fucking playing around in the shit.
That's decent.
And it's not, it was like a legit brand made it, you know, like Baby Bjorn or something. It wasn't like some kind of like,
I was just Dragon's Den.
Did I like £100,000 because I've got this shite umbrella to stop the baby playing in its own shite?
I'm out. I don't like that. I don't like it. I wipe my own shite. The fucking... The nanny.
Anyway, you got to go to the staff party. That's in theatres, no.
I don't want to fuss off this lady. Oh, that's going all the way.
You. Yep.
What other Christmas songs could that weekend do?
Fucking around. A Christmas time is a lovely time of Santa. Having a laugh. Drinking beer. Dashing all the way.
Silent night. Holy shit. Pumpkins come this way tonight. Planes and birds and my. Take the holes with onion badges. People down below are shitting in the snow.
Oh, I coughed and something came out and I don't know where it went.
Oh, that's fine, I'll be right.
Fuck.
I had a book of a saint.
Oh, Jesus. What are they?
I don't want for Christmas. It's only things I... And I don't care about... I actually do the whole song. He knows that one.
You can't... You know what? You love that song.
I love it. I fucking
you know can't go fucking like... You
can't even fuck about with that.
You know,
that's a classic.
That's a classic. You leave our fucking around. Oh my god, I just want to get a list of Christmas songs now.
And the boys of the NSPCC choir.
There's a. I played one week. I doubt you listened to the podcast, mate. It was like dirty Christmas songs,
right?
And it was so over. I'll play one before I go dirty. It was so like. Unnecessary, you know what I mean? Like, I love a bit of filth, but you're watching it, you're going, whose idea was it to be like, you know, like this Santa Claus cunt song? You're like, someone thought this would be a good idea. Sorry for.
Quite often I get to thinking how it's
Australians. Got by.
Like at Christmas time at our house, we couldn't even afford a fire. But we made do with what we had back then when I was young. Dad used to suck a peppermint, we'd all sit around his tongue. We couldn't afford no fancy tinsel for our Christmas.
Okay, that's a bad example. There's
Fuck me, Santa. A dirty porn one?
I mean, some of them are like, literally like, there was one where like Rudolph was like a gay reindeer. And it was just like, so unnecessary, like. Oh, this one's got a bit of
badak attack.
Production value to it.
Santa baby, I want a taste of your candy cane champagne. We'll help to loosen your belt, Santa baby. So fuck me till the icicles melt.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why?
Aye. No need for that.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, she's been paid as like a session singer. It's like, fuck me.
Aye.
Where are you playing that?
I don't know. How many listens have you got?
Fucking 15,000.
Fucking dicks.
It's just... And there's loads of them. It's like...
Santa baby, I really like a man in red. I'll spread.
Ugh.
Oats
legs. I thought you were going to open the toasty.
Fuck me till the Christmas lights burst. That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all. But I'll tell you what, I'm hard. It's disgusting. Leave the room immediately.
Step forward, sir. Right, here's what we'll do.
We'll end this podcast and we'll answer some questions. They'll be exclusive on the Patreon.
Patreon
for exclusive people. Well, not so that'll do. Cheers for listening, guys. I was going to say buy some tickets for the Aussie, but I dare say they're sold out, Mick.
Maybe buy some for my tour, because that's not selling well at all.
Go see Mick.
Come on down.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, we'll end this podcast here. Cheers for listening. We'll see you next week, hopefully on time. But don't hold me to that in this day and age, because I don't know what the fuck I'm be up to.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
For dashing through the snow. On one for so fiercely. Yeah! See you in a bit.
All the best.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.